This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago's restaurant workers are anxiously awaiting their turn for the COVID-19 vaccine, but they're not even eligible for another month. In the meantime, the city's restaurants are reopening fast. Many workers are furious about that. WBEZ's Vivian McCall has the story.
Allison June Palmer is the kind of cool, tattooed bartender who loves her job. She's lucky to be working at Chef's Special Cocktail Bar in Bucktown because they've shut down indoor dining until all its workers are vaccinated. Many industry friends are not so fortunate, she says. People feel like they're being forced to put themselves second.
For once in the hospitality industry, we need to stop trying to please everybody and look out for ourselves. We're dealing with more people unmasked and eating than any other industry.
Chicago has millions to vaccinate and is currently in phase 1B. So frontline workers like teachers and grocery store employees can get vaxxed now, but restaurant workers can't until March 29th. Meanwhile, indoor dining is accelerating as COVID-19 rates fall. A lot of restaurant workers I talk to agree the people ahead of them should be a priority. But if the city, their employers, and society are going to put them on the front line, they say it's wrong to make them wait. Here's bartender Palmer again.
I'm angry at both the city and the bigger restaurant corporations, because it seems like they are the ones pushing to be open even without vaccines. And the city is allowing that. I don't think it's right for us not to be vaccinated before we open up. I am in the service industry. I'm not in the servant industry.
Teresa Martinez has worked at a Northside cafe since the start of the pandemic. After 11 months, panic attacks and crying fits have become an everyday part of life, sometimes behind the bar with people watching. She just can't pretend for customers anymore.
Every time you have somebody come in, it's like, hi, how are you? And then they'll ask you, hi, how are you back? I've just like stopped answering that. And if they push the question, I'll actually answer, I don't know. Like, I can't answer that for you, at least not in the way that you want me to. I don't know, just seeing people in general is so terrifying right now. And then like having to put on like a smile to be like, yes, how can I help you? What can I do for you? How can I make your life easier?
She says the people who dine out want to forget about the pandemic and drag people like her into that fantasy. She's even received bad reviews for breaking the illusion.
They even like put my name out there, like specifically, and they're like, don't come here and like, don't let her serve you. If you want to forget about like what's happening in the world, this is not the restaurant to come to. She just throws your food at you and like runs away and doesn't let you take off your mask. Don't come here.
After she spoke with WBEZ, Martinez was fired for those reviews, but she's actually relieved. Her fantasy is for workers to walk off the job or form a union.
Anything that would like help put us at the, like, not even at the forefront, not even ahead, just like help us feel like we mattered. I feel like I've invested all of my life skills in like this one industry and now I can't get out.
Because of their background, economic status, or age, that's the position a ton of restaurant workers find themselves in. This is just what they know how to do. Take Sabrina, an undocumented restaurant veteran. She started working for $5 an hour under the table when she was 15. We're not using her real name to protect her identity. She says the industry is full of people who, like her, don't have many options.
And it is like a place of privilege for people to say, like, you could just work somewhere else. Would they ever take that position? No, you know, and you have to like serve like these like who are like, oh, don't worry. Don't worry. I've got antibodies, and it's like, I'm not going to mess around right now. Like, it's super insulting. Like, we don't want to be here and you're going to act like this to us.
Sabrina is trying to get out and works a second job from home. And that's exhausting, but she won't stop now, even without a vaccine. She's too afraid to lose her place in the industry she's always relied on. An industry she and others feel is taking advantage of them. Vivian McCall, WBEZ News.